How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing good. I think we're doing really good as a team, and I think I'm doing pretty good over here too. So, yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Well, and Brianna, hello to you too.
Hi.
Okay. Well, just in case you all know, I've got my video on in case you wanted to see me in my COVID-19 beard.
Yeah.
I've grown a beard since I've been sheltering in place. You know, I think today we've got some material to cover, but you needed a little bit of a break to play some catch up. And Larry, I hope I did you some justice on our most recent call. I kind of felt that there was more for us to talk about. There's always more to talk about. But did I cover everything that you wanted to cover, Larry?
Appreciate it, Curtis. You really, really were there for me. And I feel like having you as a coach is a big deal for us because we're getting things done.
Okay, good, good. Well, I'm glad that you all are feeling that way. Well, you know, as I start all these calls, sorry, I got the news on in the background. I just shut it off. As I start these calls, I always like to start with your agenda first before we get into the material. So, and I always take notes and I stick them in my file folder that I have for you all. So, you know, Larry, why don't we start with any questions or anything that the team has on their mind or that they would like to discuss. I want them to get used to just, you know, speaking up and telling me, you know, what they're struggling with, what they don't understand, what they need me to review, or any questions whatsoever. So, you know, let's go ahead and start there and then we'll cover the material, okay?
Yeah, I think my team members are enjoying the process. What they're struggling with is other things outside of this Supernova process right now.
Okay.
Namely computer programs and things like that. But eventually they will, you know, fully appreciate and enjoy the struggle that we're into, on the planning side, but we have to knock down a couple other things first, right?
Right, absolutely.
So, but there is something that should be addressed, and that is that in the process that you know we're in, which is building a team, training a team,
right,
and adjusting to the new norm here that we're in that might change at any point, but still has become the new norm, it still keeps us a little bit behind, you know. And based on what I read, you know, in the coaching guide that we're supposed to have had done by week 8, you know, we're not there. We don't have the file folders done yet. The piece that goes into the bio piece isn't completely done. It's got to still go through compliance approval.
Right.
But we are implementing we've talked about it, Curtis, with the team, and the goal is to implement the number. We have 3 goals basically, and they can tell us. If you ask them, both team members can tell us what they are.
Okay.
The number one is to implement everything that is part of Supernova.
Okay.
It's not, I told them, this isn't to be confused with our mission, our vision, and stuff like that. This is just a goal for the company.
Right.
Right? And so they're, you know, they know that, and they know that the follow-up goal to that is to be able to send out a survey to our clients that's going to indicate that we're doing a great job through using the Supernova process.
Right.
That would be goal number 2. And this, some they could tell you. They could tell you also what goal number 3 is, which is through that process to develop and acquire new clients and onboard or show them our process, what we're going to do, and have them impressed enough to be able to onboard them and achieve everything that we promised we would do through the Supernova program to them.
Okay.
So that's our 3rd goal. So we have 3 goals that are pretty right out there, you know?
Okay, good, good. All right, yeah. Well, look, to comment on that, I think that that's fantastic that you all are all simpatico on your focus and on your goals. That's so important. I would also say that, you know, the first part of Supernova is getting the business ready for client acquisition, which is going to be a lot of the conversation that starts next week, so, or on your next call. So you want to do the best that you can to get everything ready for that purpose. Now, we're in this new environment, which means that a lot of your acquisition strategies are going to have to be converted virtually, okay? And for those clients that aren't used to that, you're going to have to do kind of a trial run to help them out so that they learn how to do it virtually. Now, you can do it, you know, by phone, but sometimes they want to see you. They want to see a real live person. So, you know, give them the choice to be able to do a call virtually or just audio. And yeah, walk them through that. They're going to see you as being, you know, up to date on the technology and making a lot of effort to connect with them. So that's what we're trying to do under this new normal, is we're trying to still make connections with people. Okay?
Yeah.
So let's talk about number seven, week seven, which is all about accountability, scheduling, and workflow. You know, you don't have to deal with the issues of client segmentation due to your size, but you do need to identify those that you think can go the distance, that can, that have been introduced to your new service model, and kind of creating the mini-me folders. Now, one of the things that should go in your folders with the client are, in compliance, they have nothing really to do with this. A client agenda, that can go in there. You know, the things that you want to talk about.
I want to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Because, okay, I'm trying to understand the logistics on that part, because they have a mini-me folder at their place, right? And then I have a folder here, and then we have an agenda. Let's say it's a week away from the meeting, and we got an agenda, and the CSA is checking to see if they're available. Now, I'm to print a copy of the agenda, two-hole punch it, and put it in my folder. How does it get in their folder?
Okay, so basically what you do is send it via email as an attachment and tell them to stick it in their folder.
Okay. I just wanted to know what the standard procedure there was, because I wasn't...
Yeah, okay. So one of the things that they can do when you send an email, they can print it, stick it in their agenda, and the whole email. Then after you have covered the points that you wanted to cover on that agenda, remember, the client's agenda is the first thing you start. So when you, it's like you're almost on the board of a nonprofit. First thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about old business. Meaning, is there anything on your mind that we need to cover that we haven't discussed that hasn't been laid out on our agenda for today?
Yeah.
And they say, you know, I read this article and, you know, it makes sense to me. I wanted to get your impressions. Okay. So you talk about that. Now, after you talk about that, now let's go into the points we wanted to cover today, which is twofold. Number one, we wanted to talk about portfolio realignment, and we wanted to talk about long-term care. Let's first talk about portfolio realignment. We're overweighted in equities right now, and I wanted to pull 10% from our equity portion and move that into short-term fixed income. You know, having maturities of, you know, a year or less, whatever the story is that you want to convey. And get confirmation from the client that that's what we're going to do. And say, thank you. I think we've made a really good decision in this regard. It mitigates our risk and isn't going to really negatively impact our returns. But if there is a correction, we're going to have some cash on the side where we could certainly implement if necessary.
Yeah.
The next thing I want to do is I want to move toward long-term care. I think it's worthwhile to make sure that we're protecting the money machine. And in the event that, you know, there's an illness that you need to be taken care of, I want you to know that we plan for that. Okay. So then you want to talk about that. Now, anything else that we need to talk about, Mr. Jones, that hasn't been discussed? No, I think that about covers it. Well, I'm going to send out an executive summary that basically recaps the decisions we've made today. Our next call will be the following month. If anything in the interim should come up or anything that should change, I would, you know, please contact, you know, Carl, and we'll set it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you move on, you get your executive summary out. This is what we, where we were, this is what we talked about, and these were the next steps that we plan to cover on our next call. Okay?
Yeah.
So they print that copy, the executive summary out, and they stick that in their folder. So it's a reminder in one place when they get ready to talk with you, they pull out that folder.
Okay, that's their motivation for printing it. Got it.
Okay.
It's aggregating in one spot. I just want to make sure I know what their motivation is going to be there.
Right.
Gotcha.
And then also in that folder, at the appropriate time, maybe it's during a review, let's talk about the providers that you can enthusiastically endorse right now. Can you enthusiastically endorse your realtor? Did a great job, or I'm not working with one. Can you enthusiastically endorse your mortgage rep? Well, I don't have one. Well, that gives you a chance to have somebody that you enthusiastically endorse to recommend.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's powerful.
Yeah. So you have the golden Rolodex. They're going to think, guy, you know, you think of everything. Okay, so you're going to start building your own list of enthusiastically endorsed providers. Some of them are going to come from the clients. They're going to say, you may find five or six have the CPA who does more than just do their taxes. They hear from them at least four times a year, or five times a year on various tax strategies.
Yeah.
Now that gives you an opportunity to say, hey, look, many of my clients are working with you and a number of them have enthusiastically endorsed you. I'd like to set up a Zoom call, and talk about what we do and how we might be able to work together. Boom.
Yeah.
There goes a guy who's either could be a client, could be a center of influence, you know, a referral source, right?
Yeah.
So that's how, you know, if I were to walk into your office, that's how I kind of see things going.
So they're going to have a file folder full of these agendas and summaries, and they're going to have a two-hole punch, and they're going to track that stuff and keep it all neat and clean.
Right.
Okay. I didn't know if they will or not, but you're telling me they, so I'm going to just go with that.
Yeah, so they have their mini-me folder. Now, you're going to have a folder for everything that you do, pretty much. So you're going to, every COI that you have on your schedule has a folder.
Yes.
Every client has a folder.
And then I should have a folder for team members as well, and I haven't done that.
Okay, yep, have one for your team members. When you're going to put them on the schedule for more of a personal review call. So in one place, you know what you're talking about, what the agenda is, the things that they're doing extremely well, and the things that the additional responsibilities you want to give them, and things that you'd like to see them work on.
And then we have a prospects file.
Right. And prospects are very important. So prospects get scheduled. And, you know, you should pull out your folder. Let's say you got four prospecting calls for Tuesday. And you should pull out those calls. They should be treated exactly like clients. And they get the 90-day free look. Look, Mr. Jones, you know, I want you to feel comfortable with me, but I don't want to impose. I want to give you an opportunity to see how I treat my clients. So let's try that for up to 90 days, and you tell me what you think afterwards or anytime during.
Yep. And we're going to have our onboarding process perfected. So that 90 day will mimic the onboarding process pretty much, I guess, is what will happen.
Right. Now, remember one of the things I did in the very beginning is I sent you that script, you know, that referral script to be used with COIs and to be used with clients and explains the 90 day free look. So that was done purposefully, even though we weren't there yet, to get you thinking about how you're going to bring these into the fold. Now, in a virtual environment, I would say to the COI, you know, let's do a Zoom call where you're personally introducing me to Larry.
Yeah. Okay?
And you get on the phone and you kind of go through how you work. And you've schooled the COI on what to expect via the script. The only difference is instead of face-to-face over lunch, you're doing it, you know, via Zoom call. Now, one of the things you can do is you could have lunch delivered.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've experienced that.
Yeah, you can have that delivered. Well, everybody's eating a sandwich and they're talking and casually and you're talking about what you do.
I think that's a great idea, Curtis, and I've seen it done and it really is good so long as the delivery doesn't get messed up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it doesn't get there 2 hours late.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay, so that's kind of like operationalizing Supernova, okay? It takes into accountability on your team, who does what, scheduling, making sure everything gets scheduled, and your workflow. So this week we cover creating a list of enthusiastically endorsed providers, developing a bank of trust with your clients, okay?
Yep.
So the enthusiastically endorsed introductions, we've kind of covered that twice. Any questions about that?
No, because I've been using a networking group called BNI for years, so
okay,
I've
so
always
you got
had
it.
A lot of that experience. No, I don't have it. I don't have it. I want to do it more the Supernova way because I think it's more successful the way they do it in Supernova, but
okay.
I have had a lot of experience, luckily, that gives me some context, Curtis. So.
Okay. So, you know, so we reviewed, you know, kind of the introductions from the CPA, you know, are they enthusiastically endorsed? And so what we're trying to demonstrate to them that you're competent in what you can control, which is service. Now, you can turn some of these enthusiastically endorsed providers into a networking group. You know, where a few of them that are also trying to build their business, you know, you're building a mastermind group. Now, we talk about that a little bit more, I think, in week 8 and week 9, but, you know, begin to start thinking about what the implications of an enthusiastically endorsed provider or recommendation is.
That's a landscape thing that I've been in that landscape yet that we're creating. So
So, you know, so where you're gonna go with it is, you know, your networking group or mastermind group becomes. I'll give you a good example. I'm doing now. I've got seven or eight managers that I coach. They've all agreed that they want to be a part of my mastermind group. And
together.
Together. So, and feed off each other, get ideas and thoughts and grow. You know, if they've got an issue relative to management, they want to get better at it. So that's what they do. Okay.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you a PDF of a mastermind group document. It's 45 pages in length. Take your time going through it and see how the information that's in it could literally elevate this whole concept for you.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. So I'm going to make a note, send, and it's not in Supernova. We talk about it, but this document takes it to another level. I was doing some research and came across it and downloaded it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, I'm also going to get that, go back and read the referral script.
Okay.
Talked about too, so.
Okay. So that's what we.
Hope we can get a 2 weeks again till our next meeting, Curtis, just so I can get all this stuff done, by the way.
We can.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Just, you know, contact them like you did last time and we'll do that. One of the things that we get into, you know, we've already talked about these agendas. And so this section also has other topics to use when you're talking to clients every month. So they're planning topics like, and this is really good for you to understand, Brianna, that in the course and scope of talking about planning, there's things like beneficiary designation reviews, titling as per estate plan instructions, college planning, charitable gifting strategies and taxes. Those are planning topics.
And can I throw one thing in there? I've done beneficiary designation reviews for my clients, and they love it because it always brings up something in some account that we need to talk about. It brings up the per stirpes conversation and all that. So yeah,
exactly. Okay, so that's one. The second one is the topical economic solutions. Okay, so you're going to introduce solutions that would protect or add alpha based on economic challenges that they face and technical asset allocation adjustments. If they're over concentrated in a sector, industry or a country as may be appropriate. So you're going to talk about that.
Neat. Okay.
You know, look, we've had this whole thing about global. And right now, international's not doing all that well. So, you know, you've got to look at how do you make adjustments? How do you scale that back?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then the third one is about the family, their passions, community involvement, the children activities, lifetime milestones that come through casual conversations, you know, being updated on their anniversaries, birthdays, you know, so on and so forth. You want to make notes of those, and see what you're going with here is to see if some of their interests match up with yours, and they can introduce you to a charitable board or members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all this is building kind of the referral opportunities. Okay. So yeah, while you're solving people's problems, you're also looking at ways in which you can kind of continue to build your business. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the bank of trust. Let's talk about that concept. You know, the bank of trust is when you do something for people and you do them a favor and you help them out. Over time, you're creating like this deposit that goes into the bank that they can withdraw. It's the bank of trust. Now, sometimes you're not going to be able to make an appointment, or sometimes something's going to happen to the market, but they trust you because you built up that bank of trust through Supernova and your contact. It's in Supernova. It's all the little things you do. Okay.
Oh yeah.
It's not just creating the folder, but it's sending out the executive summary. It's calling ahead, letting them know that the call is going to take place on such and such a day. You know, it's those are the things that give you that bank of trust. And so periodically, it's about doing the things that you say you'll do, asking for feedback periodically. Okay? But when things go wrong, you want them to say, it's okay, because Larry is a good man. He's trustworthy. His team is fantastic. So that's what the bank of trust is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, one of these days, you know, you're gonna maybe call in, and I'm gonna have a problem with the phone, or I have to run out and I have to reschedule on a moment's notice. And I hope that because I'm giving you the service that you need, that you'll say, hey, that's okay. Curtis wouldn't do this if it wasn't absolutely necessary.
That's a great way to position this type of service, Curtis. I love it.
That's exactly what it is. Okay. So mm-hmm. It's almost like you are willing to forgive because, you know, I have deposits with you, and you know, you're going to be okay with me. You know, I'm going to come back. You know, I'm not going to ever neglect you. I'm going to be with you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the other thing that Rob talks about is this bank of hope. Okay. And this is when you are doing the right thing consistently for your client. And giving introductions, you're helping them without even thinking about reciprocity.
Okay.
So I have a friend who's a consultant, and he called me up and he says, you know, look, I had a situation with one of my clients. He's different. He's not in financial services. Can I talk to you about it? You have time? I said, sure. Tell me what's going on. He felt comfortable enough to share that with me. And I felt good to give him the feedback and knowing that I was acknowledging him and he was acknowledging the feedback that I gave him.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And he wasn't looking for anything in return, and neither was I. I mean,
yeah.
And that's kind of the bank of hope. You know, all the good work that you do in your life. And I've talked to people about other things besides Supernova.
Yeah.
Just to help them.
I bought a box of KN95 masks, Curtis, and I sent out packs of five to several clients.
Okay. Now.
And like that little type of thing is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, and it's not always, it can be advice. It could be you giving the unexpected, like you just did, like you just said. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I talked to them about it. I asked them if they wanted them before I sent them.
Yeah. Okay.
The ones that got them love the fact that I sent them. You know, they're very happy.
Okay. So that gets you, that's a style thing. That's that bank of hope where this guy's doing something and he's like got no expectations from me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
I didn't even mention referrals when we had the thank you conversation. I might have in the past said something about, you know, I know that, you know, you appreciate the masks and I'm glad to send them out to you. Just be thinking about me when, you know, the opportunity arises or something like that, right?
Right.
I don't even feel like I need to say that. I just feel like that Supernova will take care of it for me now. And I don't have to do that.
Okay. Okay, good. Now the 24-month calendar of marketing events, you know, so now you just, what we want people to know, you know, there's stories where $1 million is gone out of the account and the financial advisor says, I'm buying a new house and I'm putting a sum of money down on it, for my kids, whatever. And, the point there was, the FA then says, oh wow, I wish I had known, you know, we have, you know, an extremely fantastic mortgage program that I could have helped you with. Oh, wow, I didn't know you did mortgages. So the reason you're putting together the 24-month calendar of things is to be able for your clients to understand the breadth and depth of your services and capabilities. You don't want them doing things only to discover for you that you could have handled them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's something it's wild with these things you say, Curtis, because not only are they thoughts that guide what we're doing, but they're positioning statements at the same time.
Right. So now you kind of know why you're doing the 24-month calendar.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want a person to go out and get a long-term care policy when you can do that.
Right. And so I got you. I got you, yeah. I think, for that, you know, for the positioning statement that justifies the reason we're doing that.
Exactly. Like I say, yeah.
Functionality. Yeah.
It's the little things. The little things. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next thing here, first of all, any questions on those comments from Carl or Brianna? And you've got your phones on mute, so if you have something that you want to say, just open up. Brianna?
No question.
Okay. How about you, Carl?
I'm just listening and absorbing right now.
Okay. So now let's go into the assignment for week 7. You know, I want you to report on, you know, what you're doing in the multi-generational planning side, how you're doing with, you know, your folders, you know, just pretty much a recap of what's going on. So everybody should report on their role and responsibility on the team and pretty much tell me what they're doing.
Yeah, that was, can we do that?
Yeah, sure.
Well, Brianna is the director of planning. So Brianna, where are we at with that?
We've created a segmentation spreadsheet and scored the clients. And I'm in the process of still organizing the client's financial roadmaps.
Okay.
And counting up, she's also counting up who has one done and who doesn't and stuff like that.
Okay. So. Okay. Very good, Brianna. Carl?
He's director of brand. Go ahead, Carl, in your area.
All right. There. So the number one thing for me, I guess, was the calendar recently. So I've been doing a lot of training on that and been developing a system so that we can get the 1242 style contacts
okay.
Set up in the Redtail system because we didn't have a method of doing that originally.
Okay.
Now we're starting to move the appointments over into that system. As far as the folders are concerned, like Larry mentioned earlier, we're in the process of getting compliance approval for all of our employee like information and the about us and all that so that we can have that
fire
folders when we give it out to clients.
Okay.
And
the number of clients we have scheduled for 12 contacts a year already, were you able to add that up, Carl? Was it 7 still? Carl?
Carl's on mute.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I cut out. So so far we've moved over 7 clients. Hopefully more will be on the way because that's definitely lower than what our target is right now.
Okay.
But now that we have the groundwork set up, I hope that we can keep moving at a more rapid pace now.
Okay. Great. Now, so what I want you all to be able to do is to have these 10-minute team huddles. Director of brand, tell me where we are. Director of planning, tell me where we are. You know?
Yeah.
In your 10-minute huddles. Okay.
Yep. And I get it. I'm coaching them on how to do that, Curtis, because I think that's the only way
right.
to get it to become habit in the future. And then later on, they'll just take over,
yep.
you know, their role. And so, yeah.
Exactly. You're just now kind of, you know, tip of the iceberg. So, you know, so one of the things, Brianna, is like our goal for plans this week were 5. How many did we execute on? We did 4. But what happened to the one that fell out? Oh, they had to take an emergency, you know, break and leave town. Okay, understandable. Have we rescheduled them? Yes, we have. Boom. Carl, tell me where we are in terms of scheduling these last 4 prospects that we've received for the 90-day look. Have they been placed on the schedule? Yes, they have. Your first call will be next week, and we'll complete the remainder in the following week, and we've set aside time for you to be able to do that. Okay, great, Carl. Keep up the great work. Okay, so that's how these huddles occur, and each person steps up, and is there anything else going on, Carl, that I should know that I don't know about? And Carl speaks up and says, yeah, you know, we had somebody phone in, and I scheduled you for a call with them tomorrow at 2 p.m. And this is a new prospect. So it was a referral from our client, Jim Jones. Okay, great, Carl. Thanks for that. So, you know, that's the where we want to get going. Pretty soon, I want this to be focused like a trauma surgery team. I write about that in my book, you know, Supernova Advisor Teams. I do this compare and contrast of a surgery team. So all of a sudden, it's this surgeon comes in, and they're going to perform the surgery, and he pretty much has this down to a system where he nods his head and the anesthesiologist does what they're supposed to do. Then he, you know, nods to the nurse and she pulls back whatever she's got to pull back to prepare the surgeon to do the surgery. You know, it's just like clockwork, okay? Everybody has a role and they know exactly what to do, when to chime in and what to do. So it's going to get like that. But understand, you've only been together for a short time, so don't put too much pressure on yourself, okay?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
But we feel it. I feel it. I think my team's in a hurry to get to where we want to go, like knock down that number one goal.
Right.
And get there, you know.
Okay. So now the whole team should read chapter 8 of the coaching guide and watch week 8 video. And of course, I'm not doing this with you, Larry, but you know, the director of leadership has got a report on prospects, growth, and the overall health of the team. You know, what contributes to the health of the team? Are we driving client contact? Are we driving, you know, referrals, prospects, planning? Those are some of the key drivers of your business. Growth of assets, which leads to revenue growth. Okay?
Yep.
So you've got to tell the team where we stand. Okay.
Yep. Okay, got it.
Any questions about anything I've covered today?
Let's see here. What was my question here? So when we do our game board, is this the conversation you're talking about, or is this the conversation you're talking about at our beginning of the week meeting?
Okay, so you have the team huddle, okay,
mm-hmm.
which is what are we doing today? Then you got the game board, which is a summary of what we have accomplished for the week.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And those are your metrics. Those are the metrics you're going to measure yourselves on.
Okay, but a team huddle, it's okay to have one team huddle a week, right?
Oh, yeah, you should have a... You know, a team huddle once a day for 10 minutes.
For what? Okay.
10 minutes at the most. If it's only 5, then take 5.
And isn't it going to be redundant if we do it every day, like just like we did in a way?
Well, in the beginning, you know, it might be redundant. But pretty soon... You know, when you've had 5 client meetings, 4 prospect calls, you got operational issues, you got planning stuff going on, you got things going to clients, meetings being set up, you need to know what's going on.
Got it. Okay, so huddles gotta start occurring. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. We kind of do them, but since there's only 3 of us, we don't do a 3-person team huddle as much.
Okay.
Because usually, like, person's kind of in the conversation, but they're not really, it's not all applicable to that person,
right?
What's happening,
right.
But I get what the team huddle does. It's whoever does have responsibility, 2 other witnesses are hearing about it.
Right. So everybody knows what's going on in the organization.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Not long, right. But everybody's informed. They feel good. They feel that, yeah, I'm a part of this.
So this week 7 assignment is pretty much the template for how to do a week huddle in a way.
Right.
Okay.
So then we go on into week number 8. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it for today. You know,
yeah, Curtis.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got 3 pages of notes just from today, but just a lot of asterisks on things that I got to do.
Okay.
And little nugget stuff that you just gave us today that, you know, is a very, very useful in going forward. Our ability right now to see really who our prospects are and do anything with them is kind of limited, but that's going to change soon.
Okay.
So I just want to let you know that, Curtis, because, you know,
financial advisor is struggling with that now. And all I can say is connect with them visually, still do your 12-4-2, and start the conversations off with, how are you doing? How are you coping?
Yeah.
You know? And make that connection with your clients.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. This is the time to really, I do that with every call.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. And we should do that at the CSA calls. They should also say that too, huh?
Yeah. Hello. How are you? You know, tell me.
Yeah.
And you, what you want to, okay. You know, they're going to say, hey, I'm fine. Now tell me how you're really doing with all of the restrictions we have on our lives right now. You know, how are you keeping your sanity? How are you maintaining your sanity? Well,
yep.
I need a break, man. The kids are on my last nerve. So, and you know, just be a listener.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, now you don't have to hurry them off the phone or anything like that either if you guys happen to make calls. And eventually you'll be confirming those appointments, as Curtis pointed out today. So, you know, it's a week in advance, right, Curtis? And then
on
Rob's video, yeah, he talks about that, how, you know, they call a week in advance and ask if everything's okay, if there's anything else that they want to have in the agenda, things like that.
Right.
And I want to have both of the team members be able to do that when they're working here in the office, because it's more appropriate. There's a phone system here.
Right.
So that kind of agenda thing, it doesn't have to be designated to one person. I mean, that kind of confirmation calling, both teammates could be doing that, right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, who's ever setting up the calls, and let's say Brianna has got a profile call. You know, where mm-hmm. we've got to get information from the client.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Mr. Smith, you know, before I get started today, I just wanted to make sure you're okay with there's any questions about what we plan to cover today. No?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Carl, he's getting ready to make a change to the schedule. It's my pleasure to help you with that change, Mr. Jones. But before I get started, I just want to make sure and check, is everything okay? You know, are you coping well under this environment? Okay, great. Well, look, the change has been made. We've shifted our calls to Tuesday at 3 p.m. Thanks very much for calling in, and please let us know if there's anything we can do for you.
Right. So then now we're just talking to clients about real planning and the issues on their minds, not all the administrative stuff too. So I could see that really bringing that
exactly
down. So,
exactly. Yeah. And sometimes what will happen is they'll call in directly and they'll just want to talk to Brianna or Carl.
Yeah. And eventually we'll make it so that could happen. But right now the phone system's in my office and they have their mobiles at home, Curtis, so we haven't enabled them to use the mobile in any way through the business, you know. So
right. Yeah, I know. It's circumstances.
Yeah.
Circumstances are what they are.
They'll be back in the office soon, though. I think by the end of this month, it'll be, you know, small offices like mine should be.
Yeah, I think the governor is gonna begin to start to move to, you know, phase two, phase three, you know, and that'll certainly begin to help.
Yeah. Are you here in California, too, by the way? You're here, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, I'm up in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So I'm following the letter of the law, but a lot of people are just, you know, going back to work. Not being essential, you know, I think we're essential, but I don't think we've been labeled in any essential. I don't know what the Merrill Lynch offices do, or are they still out at home?
Well, yeah, from what I hear, for example, like in New Jersey, you know, nobody comes in, no more than four people are coming into a branch, and they're all working virtually, and the manager is working virtually, and he is calling his clients, which are his financial advisors. He's got a call schedule to do that.
Right, right. Okay. So it's all happening virtually, and it's making it less and less where there's a need for an office is what I'm seeing.
Well, that's what people are starting to understand.
Yeah. Although with a phone system, you know, it's hard to extend your whole phone system out to other people and their cell phones, because the cell phones might not be as reliable out there in the field or whatever. So you have to buy them phones if you really want to do that. It's,
well,
you know, I don't know.
Merrill is experimenting with that.
They're buying their broker's phones, huh?
Yep.
For
compliance reasons.
And then you end up with two mobile phones. You got two heavy mobile phones you got to carry around with you all the time.
Oh, my goodness. And you got to make sure you're pulling out the right one.
Yeah, exactly. So that's another hassle. So I don't know what the ultimate answer is here. I feel like these Polycom phones are so cheap that I have here that I might eventually ask them to just put one in their house for work.
Yeah.
And then we just, you know, we just use this system together as if we're in one office, and then that phone system issue no longer becomes an issue. When they do an outbound call, it's coming from our phone system. When they receive an inbound call, they can pick it up.
Right.
So
right.
I'm probably going to expand the phone system for that at some point, but right now we don't have an answer.
Yeah, right now, you know, we're trying to play this out as we go. And there's always room for some creativity. But right now you got enough on your plate. Let's stick with these agendas, and I'll hear from you in 2 weeks.
That sounds great, Curtis. I'll let Lori and Cindy know that we're postponing for 1 week.
Okay.
Again.
Fantastic. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You all
appreciate
take care. Appreciate you being on today, and we'll chat soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Thanks, Curtis. Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, team. I'll send you a text as to our next call. Bye now.